It is Monday, Yom Sheni, Parshas Matos and Masei in Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael. I think we're all in the same thing now, right?
Yes.
And it's Daf Ayin Beis. We're coming into the home stretch. Okay. So we're up to the fourth line. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. And we're going to go through some of the assays, los assays that you're oiver. You know, like I told you, my favorite game is name that avera. So this is like kind of that. In this Mishnah, let's see how many averas we can come up with. So Rabbi Yossi says, Al harishayna oiver ba'aseh. So you have the first basket, which you said what? You said let the maishas for the first basket be in the second basket. So guess what? That's no good. That is already no good. You know why? Because when you say let the maestros be in the second basket, that's maestrishin and maestrishini at the same time. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Maestrishin is supposed to come first, then comes maestrishini. Doing them at the same time is an avernase. Right? That's what it's going to say over here.
Are you ever because you're messing up the math?
No. It's because you're doing it out of order. It's just, that's all. Yeah, it's actually going to explain it. I jumped the gun. Okay. He just first says what it is. First he says, Al Hishon Ever Ba'aseh, Al Hashniyo Ever Ba'aseh, V'lo Yisaseh. The second basket, which you're saying, this is, by the way, very strange, because the second, if we're going on this, I don't know how you look at this Mishnah. The way that we look at this Mishnah, there are three cases. There's first case, number one, I'm mafresh from this basket on that basket. That's the first case. Second case is I'm mafresh from this basket on that basket and from that basket on this basket. In that case, we said only the first basket is mu'usr, not the second basket. And the third case, of course, is where you say they're both mu'usr at the same time and it works for both of them, yeah? So we're saying what? That the second basket, you're over an assay and a lois assay. Now, if we're talking about the second case, since in the end result, it didn't work, right? We said the first basket was moser, the second basket is not moser. So one could have argued that you're not over anything. You tried to be over. But Lemaisa, it didn't work. So it reminds us of the sugya of Tamura, you know, Kol Mesa Damar Chuna Loi Savati Ovid Loi Mahani. And then Gemara discusses, and then why are you over if you're Loi Mahani? So, because he tried to be over. It sounds like that a little bit. But we'll take a look at this. Okay, so, Al Rishon Eva Basay, Vala Hashni Eva Basay, Vala Loi Sasei. It's not the Gemara. Al Rishon Eva Basay, Shukava Shnei Shemus Kachas. Because you were Kaveh Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni together, like we just said. When he says the maishas of this basket should be in that basket, you kaveh the maishas of both Rishon and Sheni at the same time. So that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Rishon, then it's supposed to be Sheni. Al hashniyo on the second one, baseh v'loisa say, why shukama shnei shemus ka'achas? So that's the assay. That's what we just said before. V'shehiktim Sheni shabari shayno l'rishon shabishniyo. Now, this is a tricky one. Because what was my first kviyas? My first kvius was that I said the maestros of the first one should be in the second one. That includes maestros sheni. So now I have maestros sheni in the second basket. And I did that in the second basket before I was kereshim of maestros rishon on the second basket. That's already a loisase. Right? You went out of order. You did sheni before you did rishon. That's the statement of the Gemara. Okay? So now, let's take a look. That last question that I mentioned to you is in footnote 13. I don't know. This issue poses an even greater problem in regard to the Gemara statement. He violates the positive commandment in regard to the second basket as well, since the Mishnah says the designation he made to rectify the second basket did not take effect. How can he be considered guilty of violating the positive commandment by making both designations simultaneously? Hold on a second. Yeah, okay. when the designations never took effect. On account of this question, the Gemara, the Rash and the Rush say that the Gemara is not referring to the second case of the Mishnah. The Gemara is referring to the third case. We have to go to a case where it actually worked. So if I say both baskets should have the maisers of each other in each other at the same time, that's what the Gemara was bothered. Okay? So see variant A for the explanation. So okay, I don't know if we're going to read through it. Okay, textual interpretive variants in the box. Go to the second column, Rash and Rush. Their view, he's referring to the third case. Since all the mices for both baskets took effect at once, he's transgressed the positive commandment in regard to both baskets. Right? So that's what we explained, because you have to do it in order. Mice Rishon and then Mice Sheni. By doing it together, you're violating it in both baskets. That's very simple. I mean, I'm not going to go through it, but we'll leave it at that. Okay? Okay, so in other words, basically, all you have to remember in this Gemara is, are they referring to the second case in the Mishnah, according to other Mefarshim, referring to the third case of the Mishnah? Okay, next. Amar Rav Elazar, Dera Meir Hi. This Mishnah is coming out like a Meir. Who's a Meir? This is the famous Rav Meir. Everybody knows this Rav Meir. Meir Amar, Einat Tegs Rishon Rishon Bavad. That's referring to, which we're going to quote right now, Talmon Taninon. The Mishnah says in where? In 16, in Temura, 25b, right? What if a person says, HaRezu, we're on 72a3. Talmon Taninon, HaRezu Tumaras Oilo Sumaras Shlomim. A person says this should be a tumura of an oila and a tumura of a shlomim. In other words, I'm referring to one animal. So which is it? Do you want it to be an oila or do you want it to be a shlomim? So harezu tumura oila. A mayor says twice lashon rishon. We take the first thing that was possible, and once it becomes an oila, it no longer can become a shlomim. Rabbi Yaisi argues famously. He says you can't say two things at once. So therefore, you just take them in sequence, and it's a tumor of an oila and a shlomim. And what do you do with the one animal? You're actually starving, you sell it, and you buy both karbonas, right? So why is our Mishnah twice lashon rishon? Let's see. Because our Mishnah, which says, let's see the English at the top. When the two mutually exclusive Maisa designations were made one after the other, only the first one takes effect and the second one does not. Right? So when I said the maestros in this basket, in basket B, should, I'm not saying it right. The maestros that are required for basket A should be in basket B. And the ones that should be for basket B should be in basket A. So we said in the Mishnah, only one that works is basket A. Because once basket B fixes basket A, it's potter. You can't be mafresh from Aptur Alachiyah, but that only works according to a mayor who says twice lashon rishon. But according to a Yaisi, you should say, you couldn't say two things at once, although you have a third case where it is possible, but presumably is you should say that both things should take effect. When you have one thing after another, and you couldn't say both things at once, so it should, both things should take effect. That's the Gemara's basic question. It's an outline. Obviously, you can be machalic in different ways, but that's what the Gemara is basically saying. According to Rabbi Yaisi, both designations would take effect as if he had designated them simultaneously. Right? That's the question. So now we're on my Ayin Beis on the Beis. So Amar Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi says the following. So he's going to make a comment about what he thought the pshat was in the machlokes Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir b'negeya this din. We thought originally to say that what ma pligin Rabbi Rabbanit He calls it Rabbanan here. It's actually referring to Rabbi Yossi, but we're going to just use Rabbanan as a way of referring to Rabbi Yossi Shita, okay? Why they did this? I don't know. I don't know. But in footnote one, you'll see he says it also. Maybe because they call it Rabbanan. I'm not sure. Remeir is Bedusa, maybe. I'm not sure. No, that's not true. Remeir is not Bedusa. Remeir, something goes with Remeir. I forget. Anyway, we thought that the Machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yossi was when La'acha Kedei Dibur. That's if I sent Harezu to Maras Ayla, and then I waited the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and then I sent Harezu to Maras Shlomim. But if you would have said them Tol Kedei Dibur, if he would have said Harezu to Maras Ayla, Harezu to Maras Shlomim together like that, maybe even Rabbi Meir would be masking to Rabbi Yossi that they would both be Chal. That's what we thought of Tokhtogim Aloy. But what happened? We changed. That's what we thought we were going to say. But Min Mado Amar Reb Lazar Reb Meir He. But now that Reb Lazar said no, that our Mishnah is like Reb Meir, we see not like that. Hado Amra, now we know from that Shtickle Torah that Reb Lazar taught us that Afilu Tokhtogim Dibur, that the Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Lazar is even if it's Tokadei Dibur. Ain't no Chayzer Boy. You can't retract. In other words, even if you say Harezu Tumaras Ayla, Harezu Tumaras Shalom, Tokadei Dibur, it will still be a Tumaras Ayla according to Rav Meir. Now, that all he gave us so far is a statement, but he hasn't explained what his statement is, right? So all we're saying now is he's saying, we have the structure of the Gemara again is, Rav Lazar said that our Mishnah is coming out like Reb Meir, not like Reb Yossi. Reb Lazar is coming and saying, we originally thought that the whole Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi was only if it was L'acha Kedei Dibur, but Tol Kedei Dibur, Reb Meir would agree to Reb Yossi. And now that I know this Shtickle Torah about how it's, right? By the way, this Reb Yossi in our Gemara is an Amira, as you may have gathered, right? It's not the Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, obviously. So Rabbi Yossi is now going to explain himself. Dimas Nisa, on the last ruling was, Maestro saying, Maestro's called Bechavetah, when we said Karasham, that the pshat was that when you said simultaneously, one and the other, both Maestros are found in each other, in each respective baskets, because you were kaveh the two shemas at once. But if you would kaveh one after the other, obviously, even if it was tolkadei dibur, it would not work, right? Inat taifes el rishon rishon bavad. The only one that would work is the first one. And who did we say that's coming out like? Said it's coming out like a mayor. So you see, Rav Meir said his din. Even if it was Tol Kedei Dibur. You hear what he said? He learned from our Mishnah, and the way we learned our Mishnah, how to apply this to overturn his original Havamina about the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. That's very geschmack, I thought. Very, very good Dvar Torah over here. From the Yishami. Okay. Amar Rav Avuna. Is that clear? Any questions? Okay. Amar Rav Avuna, so Rav Avuna said, and now there's a whole mess of your soul's changes. I didn't look into what's involved here, so I'm just going to read it with the corrections in the English side. It's just all over the place over here. Moide Rav Meir lechachamim, ba'omer t'mura zu tachtehen, chayli shtehen. That Reb Meir is Maida, that if you say, and this makes perfect sense, right? If you compare it to our Mishnah, so just like in our Mishnah, if you say they're both called at once, so by Temura, it should also work, right? You say the Temura of these two animals should be Chal on this animal, so it should work, even according to Reb Meir, right? That's what it says.
Why would you just have to say Maida, though?
Because it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds
Reb Meir.
We're saying Reb Meir is Moida to the Chacham because Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you say zu akazu, if you say harizu tumar sol, harizu tumar shlamim, that they're both chal. And Rameir disagrees with that. He says you say tvois lashon rishon. Rameir is moida, if you said it in this way, that it should be tumar shtehen, so it's chal at once. I mean, it seems pashut, right? Anyway, that's what it says. Is there any chiddush over here?
He's saying that the Mishnah doesn't argue with it. He wouldn't argue with the Mishnah.
He wouldn't argue. Who wouldn't argue with the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? With our Mishnah?
Saying it together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was our Mishnah.
That was essentially our Mishnah. I mean, I wasn't thinking about twice Lashon Rishon when I read our Mishnah. Right, I don't think it had any shachas at all.
Right, maybe it does. Who says it does?
Yeah, the Gemara. This whole Gemara is assuming that the Mishnayos are tied together. I guess that's an inyan to be ma'ayin. Okay, whatever. Behemazu tachas shnei zvachim elu. If he says this animal of chulin should be tmura in place of these two offerings. Again, it takes effect. They should cover Shemus Kachas. Same thing.
What is the Tamura in the end? You can't have both Kedushas. It's either an Ola or a Shlomo.
Yes, I mentioned earlier that it's Yira Achei Yistoyev. You let it become a Balmum, and then you sell it, and you split the money and buy an animal for Ola and an animal for Shlomo. Okay? That's how you get both. I do believe that's the case. It was in the footnotes. I don't remember. Hazar chazeh. If it was one after the other, in ataifes el rishon rishon mavad, then you only take the first one. That's your meir shita. Okay. And this last clause is actually redundant because he says this explicitly in the Mishnah and Tamura. He doesn't have to infer it from our Mishnah. Okay, fine. Let's see here. Let's see, did I do this? I don't know whether I learned this or not. Hold on a second. The Gemara returns to its previous conclusion. The dispute between the mayor and the rabbis is in a case where the two Tamura's designations were made within the time of an utterance of each other. This implies, the mayor holds, one cannot retract or modify a Tamura, even talking they did work. So now the question, again, we're continuing on. The Remeir holds even Tokadei Dibur, we still say Tvois Lashon Rishon. So the question is, Lo Kein Amar Reb Shmuel by Reb Yitzchak B'Shem Reb Huna, didn't Reb Huna say the following psak? Amar Azu Tumara Soila, Chayzer Boy B'Tokadei Dibur. This is a very big Kiddush. Normally everybody is familiar with the Maimer Chazal in the Bavli, Tokadei Dibur Kadibur Dami, except for Nishbar, Meimar, or Makalal, I think it says, right? So there are three exceptions. And one of those exceptions is Meimar. That you don't say Tokadei Dibur Kadibur Dami. Tokadei Dibur is Kadibur. In other words, we're talking about the whole case over here with Meir and Riyasi is Meimer, it's Tamura. The Pshat knows in that Meimer is very simple, because the Rishonim explain this, because the Pshat is when you go ahead and you're about to say something which has great significance, you consider it carefully before you open your mouth. The idea behind Tokadei Dibur Kadibur Dami is you might... It was a mistake. I had a change of heart, an immediate change of heart. Right? That's the simple way to understand it. And therefore, there are exceptions where it's something very, very chashuv, like Makalal, obviously. A person thinks about it. He's about to say, Yoisi Yaki, Yasi Yoisi. That's obviously a tremendous, Aveira to be saying, to curse the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rachmana Litzlan, right? So, and Meimar is also, you're trying to switch around, playing around with Hektish. Requires some, that's why I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my understanding. But anyway, here if Huna comes and says, he overturns the halacha by Meimar. He says, no, if a person says, Harezu Tumaras Ayla, Tolkat they did where he could be chayzer and say, no, it's not tomorrow, so I made a mistake. That's what he said. So if that's the case, we just said Reb Meir holds.
Is there a theory behind this? In other words, why they apply Tachat Debut for certain cases and why not in others?
That's the theory.
These are cases where you have intent.
Can you be Makadosh a woman and Tachat Debut where you say, I really didn't mean it?
I'm sorry, Shamsi, I didn't hear what you said. What did you ask?
Can you Mekadosh Yerisha, Tachat Debut, and undo it? Can you say, I'm giving a get, Tachat Debut, and undo it? What are the criteria
for Tachat Debut? I mean, this is, you know, I don't know. I'm not really prepared right now to give you all the answers on all those.
Just give one answer?
Maybe we could talk about it after we're done. Fine. Here. Okay, so the idea here is why then according to Rav Huna does Rav Meir rule the second designation does not take effect? He's being chayzer Tachat Debut to say Harizu Tumah Shlomim. So that's the question. So the Gemara answers Kam Hamis Kavim Livchos. In Rav Huna's statement, you're trying to reduce the kedusha from an oila, let's see, to a shlomim. So that's going from kachim kachim to kachim kalim. So there, in that case, if it's talking to Edivar, he can change his mind. Kanvim is kavan lohesef, but when you're talking about Reb Meir, he wants to add additional kedusha. Means he wants to retain the original Ola designation, but he wants to add a Shlomim designation. So then, even if Tachat Debut has not gone by, you can't add an additional thing. So that's basically what he wants to answer here. Regarding the ruling of Rav Huna, it's Livchos. He wants to reduce it. And Kamim is Kamim Ohesef, where...
That would change the whole rule of Meimar being one of the exceptions to...
Well, he clearly doesn't hold from that altogether, you know. Yeah. Let's see. So in other words, the idea is like this. 23, he says the svar down here. It's really a partial. It's really a lumdish svar. It could work. You could hear the svar both ways, but just think about it like this. I'll just throw it out as a question. If I'm trying to change my mind, and I'm not changing my mind completely from what I said, but I'm modifying what I said to have additional detail, is that easier to change than my saying what I said before, I totally want to wipe it out?
Yes.
So yes, I would say yes. It's a smaller change. So that's basically what he says over here. In 23, he says, since he wants the original designation to stand, it takes effect. And the second, well, not really. And the second sanctity, Tumura of a Shlomim, can therefore not take effect. The rabbis, on the other hand, hold that since he intended from the very beginning the substitute animal acquire both sanctities, it's only the inability to pronounce two things at once that caused them to declare one after the other, so they take effect simultaneously. And then there are other people who explain it the opposite way. Okay, whatever. Amar Rezu Tamura, if he says, this is Tamura, I'm sorry, Truma. Sorry. If he says, Harezu Truma, Philo Tolka de Dibrain or Chayzer Boy, then he can't retract. Okay. So what's the difference between Truma and Tamura? So Tamura says an interesting thing here. Adam nishal al hekdesho, because when it comes to the nether of hekdesh, you can go to a chacham and he can be matar it. Mashen ken truma, you don't go to a chacham to be matar. Now this is a little bit strange because if you learn the darim, you know that truma is one of the things you could be matar. So what does it mean over here? He asked the question on the bottom. See, where does he speak it out? The next page. They ain't on initial truma, so a person can't be shrivel on this truma. So it says over here. In footnote 2, he says, if a person does petition for annulment of truma designation, it can be annulled as taught in the Bavli, in the Dorm 59a and Erevin 30b. So the Gemara cannot be interpreted to mean that truma cannot be annulled, as the simple reading would indicate. It means it's highly unusual for truma to be annulled.
This is on purpose. He's going to have to Torah afterward.
Yeah.
But with Hegdesh, yeah. He could say, I regret, and not do the Hegdesh again.
I'll give you a partial case. I mean, this is where we'll stop here for now, but I'll give you a partial case. Not truma mamish, but chala. This happened to a friend of mine. A woman was mafresh chala. And she turned away, and her little, 3-year-old saw the dough and started playing with it and put the dough back into the rest of the batter and mixed it up. Isn't that cute? So she has this now. She has her challah that she was mafresh mixed in. She's got whatever it's called.
So
she's mater it. Mater the hafrasha for mafreya, and then you could do a new hafrasha. That would be a partial example where there would be a very, very valid reason to be. And I would guess, I would do that. I would say it might apply also by truma, also the same thing. If it got mixed up, you might want to go to the Chacham to see if you could argue the whole thing. Okay. Call Tov, I got.